Welcome to the We've All Done It podcast. If you are struggling with some toxic work BS, you, my friend, are in the right place. Office politics are hard, and sometimes we are the fun in dysfunction. I am Kimberly Benoit, your host and author of We've All Done It, getting real about the role we each play in a toxic workplace. With over 20 years of leadership experience, and yes, my own toxic missteps, I will be joined by leaders just like you and I to explore common leadership situations that every leader finds themselves in at some point in their career. We discuss lessons learned in a judgment-free space, because no matter how it feels, we aren't alone in our struggles. We all have our own BS, and we can support and learn from each other. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's good to see you. Good to have you hear me. I hope you are all doing incredibly well. Today's going to be a solo cast, and I want to talk to you about something that I've been dealing with and just kind of a story that popped into my head from years ago, and just kind of want to share with you because I think it's very relatable. So I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the lottery has been doing some crazy things, and I recently found myself buying a ticket. I don't usually buy tickets, and just because I always think there's better things I can do with my money. But as I was talking to a friend of mine who challenged me on why I was buying a lottery ticket, I laughed and I told her, well, it only takes one to win. And then proceeded to tell her a story about somebody from earlier in my life that was an incredibly practical person. But he purchased a lottery ticket every week, every single week. And I don't think he used the same numbers. He always did the quick picks. So it was like a buck. And so when I would talk about him, and when I would talk with him and ask him questions about like, why do you play the lottery? Just seemed odd. It just wasn't in his personality. He wasn't somebody who necessarily took chances on things. And he looked at me and he said, it only takes one to win. And if you don't play, you can't win. And as far as he was concerned, $52 seemed a very reasonable investment for the single chance of winning at least once. And I remember back then we used to laugh and we used to think it was funny. And, you know, maybe he won a couple dollars here or there. He never won the big one. But in that conversation, it struck me because I found myself really thinking about that statement separate from the lottery, because I'll guarantee if I had won the lottery, there would be serious signs. So clearly have not won the lottery. And I don't play as religiously as he did. But I thought the principle of you have to play to win resonated with me on a couple of levels. So in some complete transparency and candor, I will say that there are a couple areas in my life, personally and professionally, I've just been struggling. I feel like I'm putting forth good effort and I'm not seeing the payoff. I'm not seeing the improvement. I'm not seeing the action that you would hope to see if you're putting the work in, right? And so I have caught myself thinking on an occasion of what's the point? What's the point of getting up and keep trying when I've been trying and nothing seems to make a difference? And I'm going to be candid with you. Like, it's hard. But these words are going to come back. Is you can't win if you don't play. Nothing changes if you don't do something different. If you don't buy the stupid ticket, you'll never have a chance of winning the lottery. If you don't get up and keep taking a step forward in whatever that is, and even if it's just inches, just baby steps forward, things are never going to change. They're always going to stay the way they are. And I don't know. I was hoping that maybe this is a message that you could relate to, because I don't know a single person that doesn't at some point in time just feel incredibly frustrated, incredibly annoyed, and just feeling like at times they're just stuck in the mud. Like it just, It just never gets better. But I want to challenge you because this is what I've been challenging myself every day. So when I find myself falling into the mental rut or the mindset of what's the point? What will change? Like, will it really matter? I simply say to myself, I have it written down right now so that I can stare at it every single day. You can't win if you never buy the ticket. You can't win if you don't play. So whether it's the lottery, or whether it's, a promotion, when you think about all the different areas, whether it's a relationship that you want to start, you are trying to start, whether it's dating, going back to school to improve your education, whether it's a new workout, a new lifestyle. I know where we are in the year and everybody's trying to get that quote unquote beach body. Whether it's playing a sport, whatever it is for you, wherever you feel that you are stuck, that you're just not seeing the return on that mental, emotional, and physical investment yet. Yet is an important word. I just want to encourage you, don't give up. Because your chances and your probability get better every single day, every single time you choose to play. Every time you choose to show up for yourself, or you choose to show up just in life in general, you are increasing the chances of winning, whatever that means for you, whatever that is. That even if it's that incremental growth, it ultimately adds up. So, if you're feeling that still may feel like too much, that's okay. There are going to be plenty of times in life where, sitting in the stands, hanging out on the sidelines is okay. And if you're really tired, that may be good enough, is to simply say, I need a break and I don't know what action to take. I don't know what to do next. I feel a bit lost. We have all been there. Ha ha. We've all done that. And it can be appealing to continue to stay there, but it isn't the way to get the life you ultimately want. So if you want more and you aren't content with something, you have to be willing to buy the ticket. You've got to step into action, do something different, and take a chance. Whether that is whatever that is, you got to just do it. And just so you know, you're not alone. I am here. There are people all around you. A lot of times when people are stuck in these places, they're not actually talking about it. I would encourage you to talk about it. Reach out to somebody. Message me, because I get it, man. Like, I've been my own worst enemy a little bit recently. And so it really is about how do you get your mindset right, and you show up every single day prepared to do something, prepared to win in some capacity in your life. All right. So I feel like I have maybe, hopefully inspired you, made you feel seen, made you feel understood. If you know somebody who's in this place, share this with them. It is okay. It is okay if you're struggling. What is not okay is to simply never choosing to do something different. Because if you want something to be different, you have to take different action. You have to show up. You've got to do something. So with that, my friends, hit me up, send me, check me out on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, Instagram. Let me know where are you stuck in the moment? What action do you need to take? What is that ticket you need to buy? Because let me tell you, life is way too short to sit and be disappointed. And I guarantee you, man, I am choosing to play because I know I will win as long as I keep choosing myself and I keep choosing to get up and keep doing it every single day. And you can too. All right, everybody. Until next time. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of We've All Done It. I know your time is valuable. That's why I'm for as little BS as possible. Hopefully today's episode has sparked some new ideas for you. If you would like to learn more about the We've All Done It leadership framework or how to work with me, please check out my website at KimberlyJBenoit.com. Until next time.